company policies and best practices. Howdy folks, Mike Hernandez here. Welcome sales associates to this edition of Dive from C-Store Center. In this episode, we'll dive into the serious business of selling age-restricted products. No, I'm not talking about those dusty DVDs in the back corner. We're talking about the stuff that requires an ID check, tobacco, alcohol, lottery tickets, you name it. Policy time, the rules we gotta live by. First things first, let's get down to the nitty-gritty legal stuff. The golden rule, if anyone looks like they might be under the legal age, you gotta card them. It doesn't matter if it's your grandma or that dude who looks way too old to be buying his first pack of smokes. The golden rule might seem straightforward. Anyone who appears underage needs to be carded. But sometimes, things get tricky. Take Mike, a seasoned cashier at our store on Elm Street. One afternoon, a distinguished gentleman, easily in his late 60s, approached the counter with a carton of cigarettes. Mike, as always, politely requested ID. The gentleman, clearly taken aback, chuckled and said, "Son, I haven't needed ID for smoke since before you were born." Now, Mike recognized the customer as a regular, a friendly face who always stopped by for his morning paper. But the rule is the rule. Mike explained, with a touch of apology, that company policy requires an ID check for all age-restricted products, regardless of appearance. The gentleman, to his credit, wholly understood. He dug out his driver's license from his wallet. It turns out that looking way too old often means people carry less ID. The sale went through, and everyone left with a smile. This might seem like a simple story, but it perfectly illustrates the importance of the golden rule. Age perception can be deceiving. By consistently carding everyone who appears young, we avoid mistakes and ensure responsible sales practices every single time. So, we've got the card everyone who looks young part down. But what constitutes a valid ID? Here's where things get interesting. Acceptable IDs, driver's licenses, state IDs, passports, military IDs. Those are your bread and butter. Make sure they're valid, not expired, and generally look legit. If it seems fishy, don't be afraid to call for backup from a manager. Now, remember, even familiar IDs can be fakes. A couple of months ago, Sarah, a cashier at our downtown store, encountered a customer trying to buy lottery tickets with an ID that seemed a little off. The colors looked too vibrant, the laminate felt flimsy, and something about the customer's nervous demeanor set off alarm bells. Following her training, Sarah politely explained that the ID didn't appear valid and offered to call a manager for a second opinion. Unsurprisingly, the customer got flustered and quickly left empty-handed. This is why we encourage you not to hesitate to call a manager if an ID seems suspicious. They have more experience spotting fakes and can help you navigate tricky situations. Remember, it's always better to be safe than sorry, and a quick manager check can give you the peace of mind to complete the sale confidently. Zero tolerance for underage sales. We do not sell to minors. Period. It's against the law, obviously, and it's also bad for the store, bad for you, and messes things up for the community. The policy is clear, zero tolerance for underage sales. It might seem harsh, but trust us, it's for a good reason. Here's why. First, it's the law. Breaking it can lead to hefty fines, license suspensions for the store, and even personal consequences for you, the cashier. Not a risk worth taking, right? Second, it protects the store. Underage sales can hurt our reputation in the community and even lead to lawsuits. We all want to work in a safe and secure environment, and responsible sales practices are a big part of that. Third, it's about the community. Think about it, if age-restricted products get into the wrong hands, it can have serious consequences. We're talking about potential health problems for young people, road accidents, and neighborhood disruptions. Here's a real-life example. Mark, a cashier at our Oakwood store, once faced a challenging situation. A group of teenagers, clearly underage, tried to buy beer. Mark politely refused, explained the store policy, and offered them some non-alcoholic options. The teenagers got upset, started causing a scene, and threatened to return later with trouble. Mark, without escalating the situation, did exactly the right thing. He calmly called for a manager who helped defuse the situation and contacted security. By following a zero-tolerance policy, Mark protected the store from potential legal trouble, helped keep those underage teens safe, and prevented disturbances in the neighborhood. Remember, folks, sometimes saying no is the most responsible thing you can do. It protects you, the store, and the community you serve. Store-specific rules, our company might go above and beyond the legal stuff. That's right. While the law sets the baseline, our company might have even stricter policies to ensure maximum responsibility. A common one is Challenge 25. This means if someone looks even remotely like they could be under 25, you gotta card them, no exceptions. It's our way of keeping things safe and responsible. Now, some might think it's excessive to card someone who's clearly in their late 20s. But here's the thing, age perception can be tricky. Stress, lack of sleep, and even a bad haircut can make someone appear younger than they are. Let's take Jessica, a cashier at our North Street store. She once had a customer, a woman who looked like she could be a college student, attempting to buy cigarettes. Jessica, following the Challenge 25 policy, politely requested ID. The customer, slightly offended, insisted she was well over 25. Calm and professional, Jessica explained the store policy and offered to scan her ID to verify her age. To everyone's surprise, the customer dug out her driver's license, and guess what? She was actually 23. Needless to say, she was grateful Jessica followed the policy. It might seem like a hassle sometimes, but these extra precautions are there for a reason, to prevent underage sales and ensure everyone is following the rules. So, remember, when it comes to Challenge 25 or any other store-specific policy, it's all about going the extra mile for responsible sales practices. The art of the ID check. Now, just following the rules isn't enough. Being a pro cashier means having a knack for the ID check. Remember, routine rocks, make ID checks part of every transaction for restricted items. Don't get flustered, don't skip it because you're in a hurry. It's the responsible thing to do. Routine is vital when it comes to ID checks. We get it, sometimes things get hectic, especially during peak hours. But here's the thing, skipping an ID check, even for a seemingly familiar face, can lead to big problems. Think of it like this, ID checks are like a safety net. They catch potential mistakes and ensure responsible sales every single time. Let's look at a real example. David, a cashier at our Central Park store, usually saw a friendly older gentleman who bought his cigars in the morning without ever needing to show ID. One hectic morning, David was rushing through transactions. The familiar gentleman came up, grabbed his cigars, and went to pay. David, on autopilot, almost skipped the ID check. Luckily, something made him pause, and he politely requested to see the gentleman's ID, just out of routine. To David's surprise, the ID turned out to be expired. The completely understanding gentleman apologized for the oversight and left to renew his ID immediately. This might seem minor, but it highlights the importance of routine ID checks. Even for familiar faces, expired IDs can slip through the cracks. By making ID checks a regular part of every age-restricted sale, you're not only following the rules, but also preventing potential problems and ensuring a smooth, responsible transaction for everyone. Examine closely, don't just glance at the ID. Check the birth date and the expiration, and look for anything that seems off. Examining IDs closely goes hand in hand with the routine check. Sure, you might recognize a regular customer, but a quick glance at their ID isn't enough. Here's why, sometimes, even seemingly legitimate IDs can be fakes. Remember, a fake ID can look pretty convincing at first glance, but with a trained eye, you can spot the telltale signs. Take Sarah, a cashier at our Bayside store. She had a customer attempting to buy beer with a seemingly valid driver's license. Sarah, following her training, did a thorough examination of the ID. She noticed a slight mismatch in the font used for the birthdate and the rest of the text. It was a subtle detail, but enough to raise a red flag. Sarah politely explained her concerns and offered to call a manager for a second opinion. The customer, unsurprisingly, got flustered and mumbled something about forgetting his real ID at home before leaving empty-handed. This situation highlights the importance of examining IDs closely. Don't be afraid to take a few extra seconds to check the birthdate and the expiration, and look for any inconsistencies in the printing or laminating. A little extra scrutiny can go a long way in preventing the sale of age-restricted products to those who shouldn't have them. Don't be afraid to say no. No one likes being the bad guy. But remember, refusing an underage sale is doing good, not being mean. Saying no to an underage sale can feel awkward. Trust us, we've all been there. But here's the thing, refusing a sale isn't about being mean. It's about doing the right thing. Think of it this way, you're acting as a responsible gatekeeper. You're preventing something potentially harmful from happening. Let's take Michael, a cashier at our Hillside store. He once faced a situation where a group of teenagers tried to buy cigarettes. Michael, following policy, politely refused the sale and explained the legal age requirement. The teenagers got upset, started arguing, and even tried to pressure Michael into selling them the cigarettes. The situation got tense, but Michael stayed calm and professional. He explained that he couldn't break the rules and offered them some alternative, non-age-restricted options. The teenagers eventually left empty-handed, but Michael did the right thing. He stood his ground, protected the store from potential legal trouble, and, most importantly, helped keep those teenagers safe from the dangers of underage smoking. So, remember, when faced with the pressure to make an underage sale, don't be afraid to say no. It's not about being the bad guy. It's about being a responsible cashier and a positive force in your community. The big picture, why does this matter? Okay, let's zoom out for a second. It's easy to get stuck in the routine of checking IDs and ringing up sales. But remember, we have a responsibility that goes beyond just making money. Protecting the young folks, restricting sales of tobacco, alcohol, and the like is about protecting kids and teens. We help keep them from forming unhealthy habits that can have lifelong consequences. Remember why we're doing all this. It's not just about following rules or ensuring the store avoids trouble. The big picture here is protecting young people. By restricting the sale of tobacco, alcohol, and lottery tickets, we're helping to keep them safe from developing unhealthy habits that can have serious consequences down the road. Think about it this way, teenagers are still figuring things out. They might not understand the long-term risks of smoking or the dangers of underage drinking. By stopping those age-restricted sales, we're acting as a safeguard. We're making it harder for them to fall into patterns that could impact their health and well-being for years to come. Let's look at a real example. Jessica, a cashier at our Maplewood store, once refused to sell cigarettes to a teenager who looked barely out of high school. The teenager argued, got frustrated, but ultimately left empty-handed. A few weeks later, that same teenager returned to the store, this time with his mom. He sheepishly thanked Jessica for not selling him the cigarettes that day. He explained how his friends had pressured him into trying smoking, but Jessica's refusal made him stop and think twice. This might seem like a small win, but it's a perfect example of how our responsible sales practices can make a real difference. By following the rules and carding everyone who appears young, we can help prevent young people from making choices they might regret later. Pretty cool, right? Upholding community safety, those under the influence substances can lead to some not so great decisions. Our job is to help keep our neighborhoods safe and prevent accidents and impulsive choices. We're not just selling candy bars and cold cuts here. Age-restricted products, like alcohol, can cloud judgment and lead to some risky situations. We play a part in keeping our communities safe by following responsible sales practices. Think about it, someone who's intoxicated might make poor choices behind the wheel, putting themselves and others in danger. They might get into arguments or accidents, all because of a substance we could have prevented them from buying. Here's a real-life example. David, a cashier at our Willowbrook store, once refused to sell beer to a man who seemed visibly intoxicated. The man got angry and yelled for a manager, but eventually left empty-handed. The following day, a police officer came into the store and thanked David for his actions. Apparently, that same man had been pulled over not far from the store, showing signs of drunk driving. Thankfully, thanks to David's refusal to sell him more alcohol, a potentially dangerous situation was avoided. This story highlights the importance of our role in community safety. By following age restrictions, we can help prevent intoxicated individuals from making choices that could harm themselves or others. It's a small act with a significant impact. Building trust, every time we make sure those products get into the right hands, we're earning the trust of our customers and the community. We're a respected partner, not just a store on the corner. Now, following these responsible sales practices isn't just about the rules or keeping people safe. It's also about building trust. Every time we card someone who looks young or prevent a sale to someone intoxicated, we send a message. This store is responsible and cares. Think about it. When customers see us following the rules and acting in the community's best interest, they feel good about shopping here. They know we're not just a place to grab a soda. We're partners in keeping the neighborhood safe and healthy. Let's take Sarah, a cashier in our Evergreen store, as an example. She always tried to be polite and professional when carding young customers, even when they got flustered. One day, a regular customer, a parent with young kids, approached her and said, "Thank you for always carding everyone. It makes me feel safe knowing this store takes these things seriously." This might seem like a small thing, but it's a powerful reminder of the impact we can have. By following these responsible sales practices, we build trust with our customers and become a respected part of the community. We're not just a store on the corner, we're a responsible neighbor, and that's something to be proud of. Conclusion: being a convenience store sales associate isn't just about scanning barcodes and counting change. You're part of the front line in protecting your community. You help keep young people safe, prevent irresponsible behaviors, and build a healthier place for everyone. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. Have you ever had a challenging situation where you had to refuse a sale to someone underage? How did it make you feel? Can you think of someone who benefited from rules restricting the sale of age-sensitive products? Maybe it's even you or someone you know. How can we make sure our company always does its part when it comes to responsible sales? Let's not just treat this like another boring training session. Let's remember that we have a real impact, and that's something to be proud of. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to your insights and questions. I am working on two exciting things I hope to have ready in the next few months. One is a digital newsletter or magazine for store-level employees called C-Store Thrive. I will share more information when the time comes. I will also start a podcast to talk to employees like you who keep the industry going. Let me know if you want to share your story with the industry. I would love to speak with you wherever you are. Please email your questions and comments to admin@cstorecenter.com. Thank you for tuning into another insightful dive episode from C-Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Dive from C-Store Center is a sink or swim production.